get soft if you wanna get soft with it.
Sometimes you feel you gotta love somebody, and that somebody is you. Sometimes we feel we need to touch somebody, touch somebody.
Hey, it's
no, you're supposed to say
we can just keep it rolling.
All right,
hey, this is Joe DeRosa.
This is Kurt Brownholer.
And this is Emotional Hangs podcast for the adult who is interested in friendship. Are you an adult person? Do you want to make a new friend? This podcast will teach you how.
It's about vulnerability and friendship. So on the count of three, one, two, three,
let's get soft.
Very nice.
Joe, a lot's happened. First off, to everybody out there, before we get into all the stuff we're going to talk about, we were supposed to have guests this week. We were supposed to have guests. This is the second time in a row that we're supposed to have guests and that we got canceled at the last minute. And believe us when we say we've got some great guests coming down the pipeline, you're going to love it.
I mean, theoretically, we do.
It's people who've definitely agreed to do the show and then things come up. It's difficult to arrange the schedules of four individuals.
I was always against guests.
Hey, listen.
You know that's... I was always like, well, we don't need any guests.
I'm going to put it out to our listeners. Hit us up on Twitter. I would honestly like to know, do you like when we have guests or do you like it when we're just bullshitting with each other?
Right.
Which is your preference? Order them one and two.
Now that they've heard all the prequel episodes that led up to what this thing is, I mean, those never had guests.
No.
It was about our friendship. Of course, we recorded one every 3 months. But we also weren't as good of friends, and we didn't have as much interaction. I feel like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying let's never have guests.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like it should be
one of those. A real treat.
Yeah, like if we stumble upon some people that can do it, then great, we'll have them on. But this racking our brains trying to arrange this shit is, I mean, come on, man. It's
Joe, I can't wait to get, I mean, where do we start with this?
Well, let's start with, do you still think you didn't screw up the time today for the podcast?
No, I thought you were going to confirm with me whether it's going to be 2:30 or 3. And so I was waiting, and that's why I texted you, 2:30, ? Waited a fucking 30 full fucking minutes, and then I was like, no, 3. And then I said, you know what? Fuck you. No, waited another 30 minutes, didn't hear back from you, and I just said, 3:30.
You never texted me the 2:30 one.
Oh, I didn't? I think I texted you almost at 2:30.
It just said 3:30, ? And then the next one said 3, ?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I thought it was 2:30 because it was almost 2:30.
That's when you were deciding to get back to me?
No, because I said on the phone, I go, if I don't just be here 2:30, I'll let you know if I need to push it to 3.
All right.
But it's not about who's right or wrong. I just wanted to know where your head was with that.
Now, anyway. I want to get into your stuff first.
Okay.
Which do you want to talk about first? I mean, you got two... You got two big things that happened to you since we've last spoken. Do you want to talk about the good one or do you want to talk about the bad one?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I think they're both good ones.
All right.
I think they're both good ones. Even the one where I lost cash, I think that's still a good one. Look, here's the main... This is the linchpin, that's the wrong term. This is the thread connecting both these things that makes them very significant. I turned 40. On Sunday, as we record this now, and on the eve of my 40th birthday, and on the day after my 40th birthday, two very significant things happened to me in my life.
Tell me about the eve of your 40th birthday, because I am very excited to hear this story. I just know that something happened.
I was overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I met...
Just like a sailor.
Yeah.
Like a sailor.
Like a sailor. And that's why I was there as a sailor.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing comedy. No, I was overseas, and I you know, we were out having a good time, night on the town kind of thing, and I met a couple ladies.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't like, have, like, threesome sex or anything like that, but, like, we all hooked up,
mm-hmm.
And they were definitely dudes. or at one point, I mean. You know what I mean?
So, did they...
They were trans now. They're ladies, but they were definitely, like, chicks.
But they were
dicks.
Surgical, so they had dicks?
Well, I can only assume, because one said, do you want to suck me? Suck me. That's what she said.
She said, suck me? She didn't say suck my dick. She said, suck me?
No, she said, do you want to suck me? And I said, no.
This sounds like it was definitely said in broken English.
Yeah. It was, you know, they were from Amsterdam. But yeah, so they're women now, but they're chicks with dicks. They're trans women.
Wow.
But they definitely at one point were what a science book would say would define as a man.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, dude.
Did you suck their dicks?
No, I didn't suck their dicks. But
were you tempted to suck their dicks?
That's so funny, dude. I'm working on a bit about this already. Where I go, the first question you get is, did you suck their dicks? And I say no. And then they go, and then the second question is, did you want to suck their dicks?
And?
Well, define want, Kurt, as I...
I'll define want.
As I say,
you thought
in the book,
about it.
In the bit.
You thought about it, and...
Oh, yeah, I thought about it.
Yeah?
Long and hard. No pun intended. But I didn't do it. I wanted to. Yes.
All
yes,
right,
I wanted
there.
To.
Admit it. I'm so happy.
I was a little... I didn't think that my first... Look, if I'm ever going to have an experience where I do suck a dick...
Uh-huh.
I was like, maybe you don't do that with a total stranger you met at a bar. I mean, I don't know. I got a little nervous.
No, you wanna suck the dick of a good friend.
Well, yeah, but a chick with a dick friend, not a dude friend.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's a key element in this.
Okay.
Like, I still
you wanted to get to know both of them a little more before you sucked their dicks. And also, would you have sucked both their dicks?
Well, I also don't know who the hell these people are. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, because it's just one night.
Yeah. I mean, then I think back to the people that have sucked my dick after I met them at a bar. I mean, these people are reckless. What are they doing?
I mean, very kind, though. Very kind.
very kind, very trusting. I'm a clean guy, but I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's reckless.
That's a pretty, for me at least, was a pretty intense jump.
So I want to get, if you don't mind, a few more details.
I'll give you all the details.
How naked was everyone?
Like half.
Half?
Like underwear naked.
Underwear naked. Oh, so yeah. Boobs not out naked.
Boobs were out.
Boobs
were out.
Dicks weren't out. Dicks weren't out.
No.
Like panties or kind of more boy shorts?
I'll be honest with you, I was pretty drunk, but I think it was panties. I think
okay.
One had a skirt on or something.
At what point did you discover that they had penises?
As we were starting to get into it, I was like, okay, this one lady I think is definitely trans. And I was like, I think I'm just kind of judging on...
What, strength? Like, what was it that...
No, they're just like, you know, there's just, this is, by the way, why I hate talking about anything anymore, because
you're essentially walking
around
a minefield.
Just even saying man or woman, like, it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, well, no, it's definitely a woman, it's definitely she, right?
It's a woman, but she had some mannish features that
right.
made me think maybe she used to be a total dude.
Right.
You know, I mean, but there are people out there that we get offended by that statement. Well, what does a man look like? What's that supposed to mean?
It's right,
like,
of course.
I don't know. She looked womanly, but there was a little something there where I was like, I think she might be a trans person.
Right.
And then she said, do you want to suck me? And then I said, well, it's
and
definite.
Wait, what was your answer?
I just
okay,
said
so
no.
I was like,
I very
to,
respectfully
do you want
said
to
no.
suck me?
And I went, no, just like that. Almost like,
say,
almost
here's
like
my
they said...
my question, wait. Did you say no, but thank you? No, but thank you.
I just said the word no as if the waiter had just said, do you want the soup and the salad? And I went, no. I'm not that hungry. So that's how I said it.
Okay.
But you know, but as, by the way, let me interject this too. Regarding my last statement, when I go, this is why I hate talking about anything like this anymore. That's not me complaining or not having respect for the situation. I want the listeners to know I had the utmost respect for the situation and the lifestyle that these two women were living or leading or whatever you want to call it. But it's still a hard thing to just discuss because,
of course,
you don't want to say the wrong thing because there's so many wrong things to say, whatever. But this is the real grit. This is what you're really looking for, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Give it to me.
I was not in any way turned off by this realization, and I was in fact turned on by it.
Yeah.
So I didn't leave the situation thinking, well, am I gay? Because I'm not attracted to straight up dudes. I'm just not. But I was like, I think I would like to hook up with a pre-op trans person again.
Mm-hmm.
The chick with the dick. I mean, I don't know what better way to describe it.
Yeah.
Because that is the key element to me. It's a female that has a dick.
Yeah.
And that to me is very interesting. I can
totally understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had I known her a bit better.
Right. You know. Had you been able to scroll through her book collection before sucking her dick. You would have lapped that cock up.
I was also really drunk too, so like I also don't know if the first time to, you know, breach something new like that is when you're like really drunk.
You want to do it dead sober.
Well, yeah, I think you should be in control. You know, mm-hmm. It's a step.
Yeah,
you know that's you're trying.
And also,
something.
You're going to be bad at it. You know what I mean? I would say she was being very brave to suggest that you suck her dick because you're going to be terrible at it.
I think she assumed that I knew she was trans.
Ah.
And I think she thought that, oh, this is like, this is his thing. He's into this.
Right.
Which was not the case.
So you were unaware. You were unaware when you're like flirting and hanging out
real
and making
close.
Out.
Once we got real close, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Not with alarm. I was just like, oh.
Doing this.
Yeah, I was like, well, here we go. Let's just try this out. I'm feeling good about it. And I had a blast.
That's great.
They
I
were
love
great
it.
People.
I love it.
They were very sweet. And, you know, I wish them well. The one had a real set of jugs on her, too.
Wow.
It's a wonder what they can do these days.
Yeah.
yeah, but yeah, it was pretty fun.
Wow, that's fascinating. I can totally understand the allure. Also, you know what? I kind of wish you'd sucked her dick.
I wish I did too, just for the experience. But, the door's not closed.
Right.
There's other dicks out there.
There's a bunch of other dicks.
There's
attached
other dicks
to tits.
Attached to women out
yeah.
there.
You can go get them. Go get them. That's your thing. So everybody who's listening. If you're a trans woman with a penis, go to Joe. Go to Joe's shows.
Go to Joe's shows.
Go to Joe's shows.
But and, here's the thing, too. I don't want to... Because that guy just got in all that trouble on the internet because he released
what?
That thing about his wife, how she's, like, heavy.
Well, he was praised. He was praised mostly, and then comedians gave him shit.
Okay. Well, I asked a female friend of mine today, I said, why did he get any shit? Because it seemed like he was trying to be positive.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, he probably was. She was like, it just sounded like he was making such a big deal out of it. Like, and,
yeah.
it, and then that makes it sound like a weird fetish he has. And then that kind of changes it.
100. I can totally understand both
so,
sides.
So I know the guy probably meant well, or I'm assuming he probably meant well.
Oh,
but,
I'm sure he meant well. He was trying to celebrate his wife.
But it blew up on him a little bit. So I want to be very clear here. I am not speaking of this in a fetishy way.
No.
You know, at all. Like, I've had my friend Bailey J, I don't know if she still does porn or not. Anyway, she's trans, and she's fucking gorgeous. And I get it. One of my albums has a 7-minute, bit about how bad I want to suck her dick on it. And... you know, it is quite a celebration of her, I would say. But so this was not my first inkling of interest in a trans person in a sexual sense. So this was not like a fetishy thing. It was like, there is a part of me where I'm like, I wonder if that's why I've never had a relationship. Maybe I need to date a woman with a penis.
Wow. This is like some fucking breakthrough stuff here.
Well, I've thought,
I mean, now
about
you
it.
Have to go, you have to go, you have to try it again. Because I'm not on any dating apps. Are trans people on regular dating apps, or is there like a special dating app? I don't know, because I don't know. I got together with my partner before the swiping thing happened.
I don't know. I hate those apps anyway.
Oh, you don't use them?
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's
anyway, hit us up. Let us know if you know.
Yeah, give me some info. I'm all ears.
Joe is open.
But I am. But no, I did think that. I was like, maybe this is like the perfect type of person that I could have a relationship with. Because I'm so much better at long-term relationships with men.
Yeah.
But I'm not sexually attracted to men.
Yeah.
I'm sexually attracted to women, yet I can't seem to have an intimate long-term relationship with a woman. So maybe trans is the...
I get it.
Is the perfect thing. Okay. I don't know.
I can't wait to see this evolve.
I've been contemplating this a lot lately.
That's great.
So that happened. And I was proud's not the right word. I was excited that I had tried something new in the sexual territory and didn't have any sort of weird second thoughts or Catholic hang up bullshit or whatever about it. That felt really good to me to like, oh cool, like I'm evolving. I'm getting rid of that stupid baggage that was unfairly implanted in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one thing as I turned 40. So that was really a tremendous experience. And then the other thing was I had a job lined up, a showbiz-related job lined up that seems to have fallen through. And I've lost out on quite a bit of potential money that I would have made.
Like a massive amount of money.
Yeah, so...
And I'm sorry that happened.
Well, thank you. But...
Now, how did you, because I spoke with you, was it yesterday when you found out? Yeah, yesterday was Monday. I spoke with you yesterday. You had just found out, and you were mad, you were sad, you're upset.
I was. When I first found out, I was pretty, well, when I first found out, it was like you find out about that somebody died.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, oh, shit, what? And then, like, an hour later, you're like, I think I might cry a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? And then you... And then I was like, I gotta get out of here. And I went to the bar with our friend Vince Averill and Georgia Hardstark. And we just kind of sat at the bar and had a few drinks. And they were very, very lovely and being like, dude, that sucks. We're really sorry. And I had like 3 or 4 drinks. And I was like starting to feel like pretty buzzed. And I was like, you know what, man? I don't want to keep this going. Like, I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
And just kind of like be sad.
Yeah.
And I came back here. I laid on the couch with the dog. I was depressed. I put a movie on. I fell asleep. Woke up. Was starting to feel better. Like coming out of it. Like, all right. Then just got some texts from some people that were very, very, very supportive. And then got a great pep talk from Bill Burr. About the business and all that stuff. And by the end of that, I was just like, yeah, it's done. I'm done. Tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah.
I go to bed, I wake up, and I go back to work. So that's what I did today. And I had a really, really amazing creative meeting today for this TV thing I'm working on with a great production company. And that was it. I was just like, okay, I'm done. Like, I feel good now.
Good.
So this is why I said a negative thing was actually a positive thing. Like, once again, I was thrilled that I didn't let any of my old bullshit, like, take me to a place with that experience that wouldn't have been helpful. It was this thing that happened that, on, for all intents and purposes, seems like a negative experience,
yeah.
The money thing I'm talking about. And I didn't catastrophize it. I didn't let it swallow me whole. I didn't go, I'm worthless. I didn't go, well, fuck this. Yeah. I'm, you know, I didn't do any of that. I had a few hours of sulking and being sad.
Yeah.
That, where I was very cognizantly saying, like, here's your feel sorry for me time.
Right. Yeah.
And then, like, by, you know, 12:30 today, it was gone. And I was just like, this is fucking great, man. Like, I feel good. I feel positive. I feel like excited about my life and whatever. So, you know, one experience on the surface was positive and then followed through with positivity. The second experience on the surface was negative, but then followed through with positivity. So I'm very happy with both. I'm very thrilled that they both bookended my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And they were both experiences that at one point in my life, I probably could have never imagined experiencing.
Yeah.
It feels like a new time.
That's great, man. You know, feels that's like huge. That's huge. Yeah. Congratulations.
It feels pretty good.
Yeah. And also, it's like that. It's a good... I'm happy that you were able to process that loss that well. And also, that's kind of the way you have to be able to do it if you're going to continue to do what we do. Because that kind of shit, that's not the last time that will happen to you. It's not the last time that'll happen to any of us, you know?
Right.
Like losing out on a gig like that, which could, like, you know, maybe not totally change your life, but come close to changing your life.
Sure.
That's going to happen a bunch. It's happened to me, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, and just continuing to do what you do after that means you're successful.
Well, yeah, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to keep moving in the right direction and learning from my mistakes and whatnot. And
that is the one.
Not
nice
that I made a mistake with that. I'm just being like learning, taking something away from that. That's enlightening.
Yeah,
and not just going, well, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So.
Yeah, and also it's like that. You just got to keep making stuff. You know.
Yeah. That is the key to all this, is to keep moving forward. Anyway. There's a lot about me, dude. We're 22 minutes in, and
yeah,
it's been all about me so far. What's going on with you?
Well, my wife and I started couples therapy.
How's that going?
We started it, I don't know, like more than a month ago. Dude, it's amazing.
Good.
Remember I went to therapy? You suggested very first episode of our reboot that I needed to go to therapy. I went to therapy. And I was like, it's bullshit.
Right.
I didn't like it. Also, I had a bad therapist. But we found this now going as a couple. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, I would wreck everybody out there. And we went without like having a problem in a relationship. It wasn't like we have an issue. We're going to couples therapy to resolve it. We were just like, we work together. We've got multiple projects together. We live together. We have a child together. We spend all our time together. It's probably good to have like a place where there's like there's the safety, like, you know, the safety valve's off. You can kind of like let off some steam and like express yourself in an environment where that's acceptable,
right.
You know, and constructive, as opposed to doing it where it's like a fight.
Right.
And
yeah. Three glasses of wine in.
Exactly, right?
You know what I think?
Yeah. Or it's just like, it'll always be like something where like I do something very small, but it happens to have like been building up for her for like a week or something. And then
sure.
It's like, boom. And I'm like, and then I think she's a lunatic because I'm like, I just did this small thing. You're fucking overreacting. I don't realize that it's like all this other stuff, which
right.
Doesn't have anything to do with what I just did.
Right. So you go in just out of foresight.
Went out of foresight and fucking amazing. Amazing. Totally like is changing some of the, or it's not changing yet, but it's like bringing some of these like basic problematic ways that we've interacted from the beginning and kind of shed light on them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been like, this is, you know, this has been a problem. And this is kind of the underlying reasons for it existing. Here's how it manifests in your relationship,
okay.
You know? And the manifestations are like kind of varied and here and there. But when you get to this like core thing and kind of pull it out into the light and shine light on it, it's like, this is amazing. And I wish I could speak more in specific detail, but I feel like it's, you know, I'd be out of line if I did, you know?
Right.
But it's been... I've been shocked and amazed.
I think that that is an amazing thing for you guys to be doing. I think it's really terrific that you just went out of almost like a, why not? Let's play it safe and just go do this.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be a bad thing.
And that's what I would recommend it to anybody in a relationship. Even if you're like, yeah, we're great. Go and just see what comes up, because it is kind of fascinating.
Great. I think that's great. And I also think the proof of how useful it is or has been for you is the turn you've taken on therapy. Because you came in, when I told you you should go to therapy, you were like, why would I go to therapy?
Yeah.
And then you went, and then that didn't change your mind at all. So
no.
For you to talk this positively about therapy right now means you really are having quite an experience.
Yeah.
In therapy. And I can say from having gone in with my mom, that was the most productive. That therapy was so productive, I called her therapist and said, can I just do phone sessions with you?
Yeah.
And she can't. She's only allowed to see one family member.
Oh, like, right.
Separately or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was a bummer. But I felt breakthroughs happening in those partnered sessions that I never was getting to on my own.
Yeah. Oh, here, this is not apropos of what you're talking about, but I wanted to let you know. We were talking about it last week.
We don't want you to be the godfather anymore.
No, we don't want you to be the godfather. What you were being a little bitch about me not coming to your birthday party.
Who, next week. Were talking about this?
Yeah. You were being a little bitch.
You said it. I thought you meant you and Lauren were.
No, like, you were being a little bitch.
I wasn't being a bitch.
You were being a little bitch about me not coming to your birthday party.
All right.
So guess what I did? I got a guest host for Hot Tub so that I could come to your birthday party.
Well, thank you.
Because you matter to me, Joe.
I know I matter to you, and that's why I was being a bitch. Now we're going to get in trouble for saying little bitch.
But here's the deal. I will definitely get shit for it down the line. I have never taken off of Hot Tub for a social engagement ever.
And
12 years, I've never been like, I have a party to go to. Can someone else host Hot Tub?
Is Kristen in town?
She's working. She has a night shoot that night.
All right. So,
yeah. But Brooks Whelan, very nicely. Is filling in, so he will not be at your party.
Oh, no! Well, but here's the thing. Brooks can come at 10:30.
Right, because he doesn't
fun.
Have a kid. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You have to leave by like 9:45 or something like that. So it's like, by the way, for those of you listening at home, this was me being a little bitch. I said, come to the party. It's on a Monday. And he goes, I can't. I got Hot Tub. And I go, just don't do Hot Tub that night. I don't understand.
But that's
just
not a thing that I do.
You've been
do.
Hosting the show for 12 years.
And I've never not hosted it because of a party.
And then I said, it's your friend's 40th birthday party. It's a little more, I'm not having a goddamn Super Bowl party. It's a special event in a guy's life. He wants one of his closest pals there.
And I made it happen.
And you did.
Right?
You
so
did.
This is another thing that I want to bring up with you. So do you remember last week?
Is this an air it out? Are you
an this
air
is an air it out. This
you
is an air it out.
Say that.
Okay. This is an air it out. This is an air it out. And it's about what we were talking about last week.
Selfishness versus selflessness?
No. Okay. Do you remember? I was saying, and I had a breakthrough thinking about this later. I was saying to you, I was feeling a little overwhelmed and a little depressed because I just didn't feel like I had time with the baby and trying to work and stuff like that. And then you were just saying like, well, don't do Hot Tub or like, don't do some things. And you remember you said to me, you're like, you're getting really defensive. You're just making jokes about this. That makes me think I hit on something. And it wasn't that. And I was feeling defensive, and I was like a little mad that it was happening in the moment. I didn't express that then.
Why didn't you tell me that you were mad?
Because I didn't realize it until later.
Okay, all right.
And I realized why I was mad.
Why?
Because, and this is something that I just wanted you, I just wanted to say it, and I wanted you to hear it, because that's all I needed. I know how to be less busy. It's to not do things. Like, I'm not a fucking idiot. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
and
sure.
So you looking down at the situation being like, oh, I got this. Do less stuff. It's just like,
go fuck yourself.
So
I know I could do less stuff.
That was your interpretation.
Do let you feeling busy? Do less stuff.
First of all,
listen to me. Listen to me.
No, go ahead.
I wanted you to just listen to me.
Okay.
And say like, I hear you. That sounds difficult. I didn't want you to solve it. I didn't want you to give me a solution. I just wanted you to hear me that I was feeling that way. And that is something that I've dealt with mostly in my relationships with women, where when they come to me. When I've been in a relationship with a woman, they say like, I have this issue. I'm usually like, well, let's solve it. And then they get upset and I don't understand why. But now I've been on the other end. Okay. And now I know what that feels like when you just want to be heard and you don't want someone to solve your problem.
Okay.
Because by speaking about it, it actually solved it for me.
All right. But we were on the podcast when you were telling me.
Yeah.
On the podcast, we try to give advice to each other. That's the whole point of the podcast.
But I mean,
so it's never been just let me say this and I don't want to hear anything. It's always been the other guy critiquing what the other guy's saying. That's what we always do. You just did it all through my transsexual experience.
I listened to you and I said, yeah. And I was just listening and affirming you, really.
Well, yeah, but I
wasn't like, here's the way you suck more dicks.
You weren't. I'm not worried about how to suck more dicks. I'm not sitting here going, I feel terrible because I can't figure out how to suck more dicks. You were telling me you felt terrible, and I was just saying to you, let yourself off the hook, buddy.
I understand where it comes from on your end because I have done exactly what you did hundreds of times in my life. But it was interesting to realize, oh, that's why I was annoyed. I wasn't really mad. I was annoyed because I didn't want a solution there. I just wanted to be heard.
I find this interesting for many reasons.
Okay.
First of all, I apologize if I was offensive in any way.
You don't need to apologize.
Well, I'm saying that because I mean it, because I get it. I find it fascinating that now, there's two sides to this, what I'm about to say. The first one's going to sound like I'm being standoffish, but I'm not, because then I'm going to tell you the other side of it.
Yeah.
There's two sides to this. I find it fascinating that, A, you interpreted me saying, give yourself a break, and trying to pat you on the back and say, like, relax, as me being like, dumbass, just do less. But then the flip side of that coin, the B, is maybe there's something about me that when I am trying to give that advice, it is coming across in a demeaning way, and I didn't realize it.
And no, it wasn't a demeaning way. I'm being a little facetious when I say
a little
it was
bitch.
Like, No, you're the little bitch giving that shitty advice.
By the way, I didn't. Well, let's go back to the birthday thing really quick.
Yeah.
I hope you're not coming out of like some sort of guilt or something.
Oh, no, not at all.
I was literally just being like, who cares? Just get a guest host for the show and just come to the birthday party.
No, right? I was like, I would really like to be there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So then that's, well, I don't want next week. I don't want to be doing the show and you go, I have something to tell you. You know, I came to your party because I felt pressured and you were, you know, dumbass. I know how to get a guest host for my show. You know, I don't want to hear that next week.
Somebody sounds sensitive. Somebody sounds defensive.
But I want to get to the core of what we're talking about here because it struck a chord. I could tell something was wrong. I was like, he's like deflecting a lot right now.
Yeah.
And I was just, I mean, look, I get it. Had you said to me, I just want to vent right now, I would have shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I really thought you were saying to me, because you seemed distraught, I thought you were saying, like, dude, I don't know what to do because here is my problem. And I was like, well, I guess, like, just don't do this then.
Right.
You know? Like, but I don't know.
No, I understand where it came from. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And again, I didn't process this until midweek. After we talked, you know, like multiple days after we talked.
So it wasn't like you left there annoyed.
No, I was just like thinking back about it. I was like, why was I feeling, what was that that I was feeling in that moment? And I was like, oh, I was annoyed. I was like, why? And then I was like, oh, that's why.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you figured it out.
Thanks.
You know, I mean, that sounded sarcastic. It wasn't. Yeah. I'm glad you figured it out. And I'm glad that you're not as upset as you were about it because, man, you were upset, dude.
When?
I'm not saying about my reaction to it. I'm saying when you were venting about that stuff in the studio, you seemed really upset.
Yeah.
And you seemed sad. And, you know, and I'm glad that you figured out why you felt that way. And now, or not why you felt that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm glad you figured out, oh, I just needed to get that off my chest. Everything's going to be all right.
That was a big part of it. A huge part of it was getting off my chest. And secondly, you know, I think with work stuff, I was in this big holding pattern. And we finally, like, did, like, a whole bunch of pitches for the show that we've been working on for a really long time. And I felt like, oh, good. Like, and we went to Montreal and all this stuff where it's just, like, very – I just had a lot of – I had a lot of stressful things that I had to do. And I was waiting to do them and feeling, like, oh, overwhelmed. And then I got them all done. And it was like, ah. You know, it's like I do feel like I'm in a – I really do feel like August is, like – the rest of August, or at least for like 2 weeks, is like, I'm actually taking your advice, but you know, almost to spite you, I'm chilling out a little bit. I'm doing things around the house instead of like freaking out every day that I haven't written a brand new hour of stand up in 6 months.
Well, I'm not backtracking to cover myself or to justify anything I said. And you know, I feel bad that it was annoying to you in some way, which is why I apologize. But I will say that's all I was attempting to get across to you was like, dude, this pressure is only coming from you.
Of course.
It's only you pressing down on you saying, get it done by now. And you're like, well, it doesn't need to be. It's okay. Which is a lesson I've had to learn this year, you know? Like, and it's been tough.
Yeah.
It's been tough. I've had moments with my manager this year where it's like, you know, we're working on an idea and I'm like, I want to develop the idea more, and she had to be like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm shooting 4 pilots right now.
Yeah.
I just can't. And I had to just kind of be like, okay, like, that's not a slight against me. That's not her saying I don't care. That's her saying I literally am unable to do that right now. So that has to – you either have to work on it in a different way or put it on the back burner for a minute – and as soon as I'm free, whatever. And we're getting together soon to work on it again. But my point is like, you know, I had times then where I was like, well, but no, but it's got... When I first signed on with her, I remember I was always like that.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with this? She's like, dude, I know. Every time we talk, you bring it up. Do you think I'm not working on it? And I'm like, no, I guess you are working on it. She's like, yeah, so stop fucking asking me about it, dude. I will give you an update when I have... You know, so it was, and I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I'm just saying, like, that was an adjustment area I had to go through. So I thought, oh, well, let me give my friend advice, and not knowing that you would secretly resent it.
Yeah, and shove it right up your ass, pal. Anytime you got some advice, take it and put it right up your butt.
Maybe that's the next step after me sucking dicks, dude.
That's the thing.
You know? Maybe that's it.
See, that's a question. I mean, like, I can imagine both.
I'll be honest. I like when chicks play with my ass.
Me too.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan.
I'm not above. I don't.
But I do feel like a dick would be too big.
Well, I don't know.
Because I definitely feel like the end of a finger is like, oh, we're getting a little too big. That's how where my
it's
voice
goes.
It's
not the size of it that upsets me. It's the feeling like I'm going to shit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. Like if God came down as the woman was fingering my asshole and said, Joe, don't worry. Even though it feels like you're going to shit everywhere,
you're not
going to shit everywhere.
You're not going to shit everywhere.
Then I'd be like, go at it. Get another one in there if you want. it's just that feeling of... is the worst thing that's ever happened in my life about to happen on this girl's shin.
Yeah, shitting on a person during sex.
By accident.
Yeah.
By accident. So not that I've done it on purpose, but at least on purpose, there's an agreement.
Yeah.
anyway, man. Kurt's waving his arm around like he's having some sort of seizure, so I think that means he wants to wrap it up. I was just going to wrap it up anyway, though.
That's what I figured. Like
now people that have seizures are going to be mad at us. You can't say anything.
I have good friends. I have good friends who have seizures.
I'm so paranoid, man. I'm
that you're going to have a seizure?
No, saying anything anymore. You know why? You know why? Can we close with this?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this.
Why are you so
worried? I can't remember the woman's name. I don't. And I'm not slighting. If you're listening, I'm not slighting you by not mentioning your name. I tried to find the message you sent me today. I could not find it. Somehow I'm missing it. But anyway, a woman wrote to me, not us, just to me, about the episode we had where the, remember that girl that wrote in and said like, hey, I'm a female comic and I get hit on a lot, whatever.
Yeah.
So this woman wrote to me about my advice to that woman and basically said that like, I made her feel, not the woman that initially asked the question, but this listener.
Uh-huh.
She was like, well, I felt very alienated during that entire episode. And I felt that your advice was totally wrong. And when somebody is sexualized, that lessens their value in the workplace and all these things. And it's like, yeah, but I never said that any of that wasn't true. I just said, she kind of went after the part where I said, like, go to another open mic then if these guys are all hitting on you. And I do remember saying that. But this woman that wrote to me, she's leaving out the part where I said, I get that that's fucked up, but we have to recognize the world we live in while also thinking about the world we want to live in. You can't just say, well, people with knives that cut throats live down that alleyway, but that shouldn't be that way, so I'm going to walk down that alleyway every night. You know what I mean? You have to at some point say, no, there's like people that cut knives with throats down there. That's not a good place for me to put myself. So that's all I was trying to say. It wasn't victim blaming. It wasn't shaming in any way. It was me saying, like, if these guys are such horny assholes that they can't get over the fact that there's one woman in the room, just fucking go. You have to go somewhere else. Like, you're not going to change them because they're horny, disgusting assholes or whatever. That's all I was trying to say. And I don't know. And she I don't know. It kind of fucked with me, to be honest.
Like, did you respond to her or no?
No.
You did not respond to her.
No.
I think you should. Oh, you can't find the message.
I can't find the message.
I think if you engaged with her, I think that the, I think you guys would easily find common ground.
You know, I just, you know, I don't know. I feel that.
I personally, to even go back to bring it back up, but I think it's a really complicated issue. Do you know what I mean? It's very complicated. And like the idea of like, don't go down that alleyway because these guys are assholes down this alleyway is tough, where it's just like, yeah, I don't think you're going to change those guys, but also how much that sucks that
totally.
So many alleyways you can't go down. Like, so much is limited because of, you know, dickish
100%
misogyny.
100%. There's not one part of me saying, hey, deal with it.
Right.
Guys or guys. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have to either go, okay, I'm going to go find the right place where my ideas resonate, or I'm going to Joan of Arc this shit and just stay in the lion's den, and eventually they're going to burn me at the goddamn stake. But hey, I stood up for what I believed in. I don't think either of those scenarios is terrific. I'd say the former is much better than the Joan of Arc's, in my opinion. But I'm also, here's the thing too. This is also me and my take on humanity. I feel this way about people. I have never been a progressive or an evolutionist, rather. I feel that I'm progressive in my own life. I feel like I'm progressive in my own thought, as we've talked about today. But I've never believed in humanity from an evolutionist standpoint. I don't think the average person is capable of better. I think the average person is showing you what they're capable of. So I'm an absolutist in that sense, very much so. So when I meet somebody, male, female, trans, whatever, and they're an asshole or demeaning or whatever, I'm just like, well, fuck this person. They're a lost cause. Because I've spent so much of my time in my life trying to change people's minds around me and trying to change ideas that people have that I don't agree with, and it never works.
But here's the deal. You can't change other people's mind. But you can change your own mind.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So they can actually change, but it has to be a choice.
It has to be from within.
Yeah.
That's my point. It's like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. How many alcoholics really clean up? I mean, these people are luscious. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a good place to end. I love that part.
You have to change from within, and I guess that's what I was trying to get to. It's not her fault, obviously, that any of that stuff's happening. It's the fault of these gross guys, and they, until they have some beacon of something go off in them, they're going to act like that, and I think that sucks. But safety first, in my opinion, and that's all I was trying to say. That's it.
All right.
All right. Thank you. And
thank
I
you.
Hope if the listener heard that, I hope your mind is changed about me.
And guys, remember, we're going to be in Vegas. We're going to be in Vegas September 23rd. We're doing an emotional hangs in the afternoon. And then at night, we're both doing stand-up comedy.
That's Vegas.
That's at Scoops Fest. You can go to scoopsfest.com and get tickets.
And then, what is it called? Come and Take It in Houston?
Come and Take It in Houston.
That's the, I think the 20...
That's November 17th. We're going to be there November 18th.
Oh, 18th.
18th and 19th.
We'll be there doing the same thing.
Yep.
Double emo hang, or emo hangs, and then a double headline. And then we're also popping through Austin and Dallas on the nights leading up to that. I think Austin is Cap City, I believe.
No, Austin is North Door.
North Door.
Yeah.
Sorry. Man, and I don't know anything.
And then Dallas and Fort Wayne, right?
Yeah, as I complained about losing a high-paying job, I'm like, where was the show? anyway, come out and see us. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to try to get T-shirts and shit made before that happens, but I don't know. We'll see. We're going to try. But you know, look, if we do get them made, there will be two.
All right,
one will say, let's get soft, and one will say, suck my woke dick. That will definitely be a shirt. All right. See ya. Feral Audio.